You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What o'clock on a Tuesday. It's Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp up in St. Joe. Drew Nixon producing the show in our studios back in Kansas City. We'll be in St. Joe tomorrow and on Thursday before we head out to Hollywood Casino on Friday. You guys can join us, obviously, up here at camp. You can hope to see you on Friday as well out at Hollywood Casino. It's a beautiful afternoon here at Mo West, and we had a conversation earlier today with Nick Bolton. If you missed that, we'll bring that back to you around 1:35 or so. We talked to the Chiefs starting linebacker, fresh off a contract this offseason as well. We talked a little KUMU. We did bring up the Yellow Jacket sting as well. He had a funny story about, I think he said a friend of his maybe when he was younger. Younger brother as well. So that's coming up in just a bit. But I want to talk a little Royals baseball. Yesterday, we were excited to maybe see what Bailey Falter could bring to the table. He was one of many pitchers acquired at the deadline. And look, there's no other way to put it. It was awful.
Yeah,
it was an awful outing from Bailey Falter. 8 hits, 2 walks, 7 earned, 88 pitches, just 4 innings. The Royals lose 8-5. He gave up 5 runs in the first, really did not give him a chance to win. We can get into the offense later in the game and the base running stuff in a second. But just Bailey Falter, look, if you look at his numbers, this is definitely an outlier performance, but it's the first impression you have to make on Kansas City and an asset that was acquired at the deadline. He is not the asset I was most excited about. That's the guy pitching tonight long-term and Burgert. But Falter, I thought, because of his experience, you were going to get a baseline. He's going to give you five.
Yeah, just like an average MLB five start. Michael Lorenzen start.
5 innings, 4 earned. 5 innings, 3 earned on a fairly consistent basis. And he was awful last night. Hopefully it is a performance we look back on in a couple weeks and say, wow, remember when he started off this way? But I get the reaction to it. You didn't give your team a chance to win last night.
No, he didn't. And I'm not going to make an excuse for that. I'm also not going to just be like, well, probably won't be good in any of the starts he makes for the Royals ever again.
Right.
This is also part of the volume shooting that they were doing at the trade deadline. They still have Cole Reagans, who could come back this year, should come back this year. Michael Lorenzen, who could come back soon. And two other dudes they traded for, including Burgert, who's going tonight for the Royals. So we'll get our second look at the trade guys they acquired in the thing. So if he goes 9 innings and throws a one-hitter, are the trades fine now? Or if he's really good, are the trades fine now? Or is it just, it's their first start, and let's see how this plays itself out? When you made those trades, I think you once again put the pressure on the team to try to make the playoffs. But not just this year. Next year as well. That game was frustrating, though, for like 8 different reasons. One, because Falter gave no chance. 5-0 at the end of the first. I turned the game off for a little while, then came back around.
They did, at least, so did I.
Once it was 8-5, I'm like, okay, totally. I'm back in the game. It was like 8-3. I was like, I'm back in the game. Let's see what we got here.
Hit a home run, I think.
Maybe, you know, like, maybe we got a little something going. But they are not a bad team. They do bad team things. And the two bad team things that they have done way too often this year, especially versus last year's, they kick the ball around and they run like they have no plan on the base paths. It is beyond aggression at this point. They just make mistakes, whether it be Tyler Tolbert getting picked off a second and he got saved by a different Royal in that game, which was egregiously bad in that spot, or Nick Lofton trying to round third and score last night. Hell, I don't even care. Like, the stop sign not being pronounced enough in that situation. Maybe Lofton runs through it one way or the other, but they didn't even put it up that pronounced. When you're down three runs in the eighth, they make way too many mental mistakes. The amount of games, I think it might be four or five games, they've cost themselves this year with mental stuff. Not like I have a physical ability to play a baseball game. Just, I didn't think, and I made a mistake. That's what was frustrating about last night.
Yeah, I mean, you had momentum all of a sudden. You know, after being in a huge hole, you had some momentum. You were putting some pressure on the Red Sox. It also can impact the rest of the series in terms of pitchers being used, and you gave up free out on the base paths. And we have said that and seen that throughout much of this season. Ultimately, it seemed like a player that ran through the stop sign. I understand maybe you want to argue that it wasn't the most aggressive stop sign. Still, those are mistakes that you don't make at the big league level. And Nick Lofton's not alone, by the way. He's the guy we're mentioning because it happened last night. And that's the recent mistake. But it has happened for a lot of guys on the roster this year. And we've had J.J. Piccolo on, we I think, a month or so ago, and he acknowledged, like, that's something that has to be better is the base running. So yesterday was frustrating right out of the gate, as you said. Tonight, you know, you're going up against one of the best pitchers in baseball in Garrett Crochet. So it's going to be another very, very tough challenge. Your pitcher tonight, Berger, has got to at least give you a shot, because against Crochet, now baseball can baseball and watch. The Royals will hit on Crochet. But typically, this is a guy that you're only getting, if you're getting any runs, it's two. It's three max. So that's what they're dealing with tonight after a very nice road trip, or a very nice series, I should say, in Toronto. You're trying to keep the momentum going on this road trip. And
they've won four series in a row? What they have to do to make the playoffs.
Tonight, you feel like, can you steal? Tonight would feel like stealing one, though, given the fact that it's Crochet.
Because they were crawling themselves out of a hole. It's probably easy to forget now because they feel like they've been 500 for like 2 years now. They were like eight games below 500 at one point. Like, they struggled. Like, I mean, they'd fallen far enough out of the race that it was just like, well, I don't even have to, like, on a day-to-day, I don't know that this is the shift that feels like it's going to happen this year. And you're like, well, kind of is what it is, I guess. And I don't know. I mean, they play 500 baseball now because they keep winning every series. If you win, that's pretty much what they have to do. Win three out of every five games. Win six out of every 10 games for the rest of the 48 games they've got remaining in the NFL or the MLB season. That's what they have to do in order to make this happen. And so they're going to run into it tonight with Garrett Crochet, who has been, let's see, oh, no big deal. Just in July, he was 4-0 with a 1.73 ERA for the best record in July and the 1st of August. In the Red Sox, so he's been pretty good. I mean, he's been one of the best starting pitchers in baseball this year. I don't know that I don't think I'm going to find an advanced metric that's going to make
no.
Me
he's
feel good
he's
about
awesome. Yeah,
their chances to get some runs tonight, but that also goes back to the same thing: don't make mistakes. I will say, he has made one start against the Royals this year, and they hit okay against him. Does that make you feel any better? They 276, got a couple runs. He walked one, struck out, I don't know, a billion probably. He struck out nine hitters. They only did mediocre at best against him. But when you look at it, the mental stuff is where I actually think they make or miss the playoffs. Like, I already still told you I don't think that they're going to make the playoffs. They're going to get a lot closer for me to really feel that way. But the truth is, if they end up missing, it's going to end up being this that kills them. Because they've got enough talent and stuff that they're winning some baseball games now. They got their confidence now. Vinny's hitting homers. Salvi, Bobby, all the order guys that they need to work are working. Yaz has come in and been a better contributor in the outfield than they've had all year, honestly, at this point. We mentioned if Cags comes back or Reg, any of this stuff. But Gold, if they're going to kick the ball around, they're going to run into outs. Have to run into outs.
It's basic stuff, but when you're playing a baseball team like Boston, who's hot, who is looking to get in the postseason and obviously do some damage and has a very talented group of pitchers and a roster, you cannot give up outs. You cannot make we call them little league mistakes, obviously, all the time, right? Like, the stuff that the mental errors cannot happen at this level. Just cannot against those teams. Bad teams will take advantage of it, too, but especially when you're playing teams like Boston And some of the teams like Seattle, you're going to have to play if you want to try to jump into a playoff spot. Mm-hmm. You need to have some winning series against them as well. But the last night in particular with Nick Lofton, someone on the text line says it was on coaching. I tend to disagree a little bit. To me, there was a stop sign. Now we could argue, was it late? And was he too far down the line?
Wasn't pronounced enough.
Was Vance Wilson too far down the line and all that? I'll listen to that argument. I think there's a case there, but
it's both.
It's also on the player and first and foremost there in that spot. I think he ran through the stop sign.
I think he did too. I gave you a heads up, and I'll give you another 60 seconds to figure it out. We like to have people come over to our YouTube and Twitch and Twitter and Facebook streams. So go to YouTube right now. Find Cody and Gold. Like and subscribe so that it'll pop to the top of your feed. You can watch this show on video every day. And if you get there in the next 30 seconds, Drew, for a brief moment on the video stream, will for all of you put up the photo of my swollen face from yesterday.
Go ahead and put it up.
It is up now.
All right, leave it up for a little bit. That's great.
It was.
I thought it could have been even worse, I'll be honest.
I thought it was
honestly
be
that
worse
photo
too, actually.
That photo doesn't do the neck and cheeks justice. This is also probably 3 hours after I woke up after I had taken a steroid. So at some point, this is still better than it was when I was first up yesterday, but also speaks to the swelling that had taken place. And somebody pointed out, it looks like I got lip fillers. Like I went out and got some treatment.
Yeah, some people are convinced you just actually, not Botox, but whatever, that maybe it is Botox, whatever they inject your lips, maybe that people are saying that's actually what happened. It just went bad on you.
Cody, how long has it been since you've seen the movie Monsters, Inc.? you know Fungus, the guy that is partnered with Randall?
Time.
And so the suction cup thing that goes up to... is supposed to go up to Mike. Instead, Fungus goes, and his lips are totally swelled. This is what your lower lip... It makes me think of Fungus from...
Somebody yesterday said I look like Bubba from Forrest Gump. I thought that was rude. I mean, you know, it hurt.
A lot of people saying bad lip job for Cody.
Bad lip job? That's what we're saying? Bad Botox?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I wish. Someone wish.
Someone says they like your hair in that photo. Someone says, I see.
What a random compliment. The hair looks good, man.
That's what somebody said, yeah.
Someone
says, BBL stinky. Oh, gosh.
This.
I still can't believe that Bob said that.
Oh, my goodness.
That was bold of him to come out on the air and say it. You know? You can't undo the
someone says,
you say on the air sometimes.
Someone says, we got Drew getting cupped. Cody with lumpy lips. You're up, Gold.
Yeah, what's next for you?
I have no idea.
You don't have to worry about yard maintenance. So, the risk of you running...
On Sunday, I just went and trimmed a bunch of trees at my parents' house or in the front yard.
Oh, did you?
That's why I got all bit up on my leg. I bought one of those mini chainsaws, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Unbelievable. Those things are amazing. Yeah, just a little, 6-8-inch mini chainsaw. So great. So great. Did there was nothing it couldn't handle. It was great.
Big fan, huh?
Yeah, it was worth it.
I've got a couple of those. I don't know. I might be out of the yard work game, man. I might just be paying.
Well, you
rest
do
of my
need
life.
To. I mean, don't look behind you right
Retire.
Now. Don't look up and behind you.
Is there a wasp again?
Yeah, don't look.
Just long as it's not
freak out
flying
again.
By my face. I am a little jumpier right now. I know that'll fade because I haven't generally had an issue.
Someone says
you've seen my confidence around it.
Text line, love you, man. Lips are plump, girl.
Someone.
Oh man.
Yeah. Someone says Gold. You should get calf implants. Get a massive arrowhead tatted on the calf. No chance.
No,
someone says,
never
oh, this one's bad. Someone says, I see nothing different. He always looks that weird. Oh, damn.
Okay, rude. You know? Rude. If you saw me every day on the video stream, if you liked and subscribed like I'm asking you to do, you'd know there's a difference.
What is the deal with the show today, man? The show today and yesterday.
The text line right now, though, we got some stuff I can't read on the air, but it's some of the text line. I see you.
No. I just put together a mashup of what they're talking about, Gold, and I've got it. It's mm-hmm.
It's just a. It's an
yes,
interesting.
Yes, I'm sure you do, Drew.
It's an interesting couple of days. Maybe Wednesday can be more normal for us. You
it
know?
Says you did the Kylie Jenner challenge with a Gatorade bottle, and that's what happened with your lips.
Remember when that was a thing too. As a reminder, we are up at training camp. We'll be here Wednesday and Thursday as well this week. Our coverage from training camp is brought to you by Break Time, Missouri's homegrown convenience stores. Download their mobile app and find a location near you. Yeah, hopefully maybe the week can, like, smooth out the rest of the way and we can get in there. You, however, earlier in the show, were expressing gratitude for the NCAA, I think, delaying, albeit for a year, Gold, delaying for a year, adding teams to the NCAA tournament. So for one more year,
yeah,
you will get 68 teams. But you know that's not going to hold, right?
It's not.
So are you just appreciating it while you last?
Exactly.
Is it going to ruin it? Like, what's the problem? Is it going to dilute it for you? You're still going to watch it. You're still going to watch all the rounds.
Yes, I will obviously watch the tournament, whether they expand to 76 or 96. Yes, I will watch. My issue has always been I don't need more mediocre teams in.
Sure.
And it's not just going to be like they're not going to start letting more George Masons of the world in. They're going to let in, sorry, Pacheco, Rutgers, okay? That, you know, these teams that are 12th. In the Big Ten and stuff like that. That's what I don't want to see. So I'm excited for at least one more year they are not expanding the tournament field as the C-130 flies
the
over us again
shade
for the
continues.
Second time. Yeah, I mean, it's just the perfect
it's
example.
It's a low-hanging fruit.
It's the perfect example of a basketball program that like is going to sneak into the tournament barely and is like 17 wins and is fringe bubble.
I mean, I guess, can I ask, like, when it comes to the you don't want mediocre teams, why not that energy for football and baseball? Which two you were pro
for college football expansion?
No. For Major League Baseball and the NFL.
Yeah. So for
college football expansion, those teams are not mediocre. Those are still some of the better
teams.
Yeah,
for Major League Baseball, for me, the biggest reason why, given the fact that we don't have a salary cap, given the fact that there's a clear imbalance, and I know you'll say, hey, well, not every college football or basketball program, I mean, spends the same amount of money. But we're talking about if you're in the Big Ten, you're getting a cut, right? Like, you are still getting a huge chunk of the pie. Rutgers gets the same TV contract as Michigan from a TV perspective. I'm not saying their budget is the same, but from what they actually get from the conference.
They get a nice cut.
In baseball, we know the means for the Royals to operate are just different than the Dodgers or just different than the Yankees. And so that is part of my reason why I don't mind it in baseball, the expansion.
And
because
you did mind it in football, but that's a little different. We talk baseball first.
Baseball is mainly because of the imbalance that we all know exists.
Yeah.
And so if you're a team like here in Kansas City, you should be a fan of playoff expansion to the point. I don't need it to expand any more than what it is, but like when it expanded, where it's currently at. That is a good thing for you as a Royals fan. That would be why. The reason why we're talking about them still having a shot this year is because the postseason
is football just
expanded.
Because no amount of football is bad football?
Look.
Is it as simple as I want to consume more football?
Again,
the teams that are getting in the football, and those are like, you want to talk about mediocre, they're more mediocre than the college basketball teams.
Yeah, I can't get enough NFL. That's a big chunk of it.
Which is fine.
And the NFL product,
product
is awesome. I would say nobody.
Nobody wants more college basketball games.
People,
I
think, agree that the college basketball product has gone down drastically. I know Carrington and I have gone back and forth on the NFL. He didn't think the product was great last year in certain instances. I would still also, and Drew, we go back and forth about college football versus NFL. Mm-hmm. I still think, you know, I can cite you plenty of quality NFL games. There are 70% of college football games on a Saturday that are not competitive.
Double digit plus, yeah, for sure.
There's also some great ones, no doubt. Like, I mean, there will be a Saturday night where we're like, oh my gosh, this is one of the best games I've seen in a while. That'll happen. So, yeah, expansion is just different for every sport and every league. I don't think it's a blanket anti-playoff expansion for every single sport or league that exists.
So I went back and I looked. There were last year was obviously SEC heavy. 14 of the 16 teams, or 18, 16 teams made it to the tournament. 8 Big Ten, 7 Big 12. The Big East had 5. The ACC and Mountain West both had 4. Obviously, it was a down year for the ACC, but
yeah,
the way that it just goes, like the SEC was so good last year as a conference, that might change and the Big Ten might be different, or the Big 12 might have more teams that make it. I think for college basketball, it's interesting because you're, as far as I'm concerned, I guess it doesn't matter how long they expand it or how much it expands, as long as you still get the, as long as the American conference champion still gets in, or the SWAC team still gets in, as long as you're including every conference. If they want to expand it to 72, I guess it's whatever, but as soon as they start knocking out those other teams who win their conference in their mid-majors, then I think we have more of a problem.
That's part of the tournament. Like, I don't think they're ever getting rid of that. I think Gold's complaint is it'll go to a 17-13 Vanderbilt.
Instead of that Drake team that went 31-3 last year. Yeah.
Versus when it was Indiana State and they didn't get it.
Correct.
Yeah, correct.
But those extra spots could be to the second best team in a fighting conference. My problem is that like any playoff expansion in any professional sport brings in mediocrity now. And we've just accepted it for all the other ones. And I already like the NCAA tournament. It doesn't put more or less games or more or less in my head. It adds a few play-in games. I start watching at 64 anyway. I might watch parts of play-in games, but for the most part, my ass starts on Thursday, not Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, or wherever they're going to put these additional teams if they take it to 76. Those would be earlier in the week. I do always wonder if it does that, if it takes a little bit of the juice out, because you're watching like a couple of like lame play-in games before you get to the good stuff. But it's,
at least the play-in games, though, are like, even though it's two teams you might not want to see, at least it's like Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, and Grambling State or something like that. You know, at least they're teams that are on a level-ish playing field. It's not like you're watching Duke play against Connecticut State or a Central Connecticut or anything like that. You know, the games are at least okay.
Yeah, but that's part of the problem. Part of the play-in game thing is that you get, like, I don't think play-in games should be for any conference winner. I think playing games should only be against the teams who got in at pick 68 through 76.
Who are bubbles,
if you won the SWAC, you shouldn't have to play in a playing game. You could play a tournament game.
Yeah.
There's an argument. Some of even those schools would argue they actually like it
because they get money for winning a tournament game.
They get a tournament win. Yeah, they probably aren't winning a tournament game otherwise. They can win a NCAA tournament game. So I actually think they don't mind that as much as you would think. As great as it sounds, like, no, let them be in. For them, like, they get a showcase national game. There's no other game on. Yeah. There is not a single other game on that Tuesday night. It's a great show. You know, Howard, whoever was in it this past year, like, that's a time where everybody is watching and there's not another game on. I think that is worth it for those schools.
Yeah, I think that's, again, and I understand that, but at least for one more year, Gold, you'll get your dream. One of these years, this show's just going to take Thursday and Friday, the NCAA tournament off.
Oh, it's happening at some point.
And we're going to end up in Vegas a different time, or one of the sports books here in Kansas City. We'll go to Hollywood, where you and I will be this Friday. Just as a reminder, we will be out at Hollywood Casino. Us and The Drive will be broadcasting from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. from the sports book inside Hollywood Casino. Registering fans for a chance to win a signed Charles Amenihu football, plus a pair of Chiefs-Colts tickets. Be sure to follow Hollywood Casino on Facebook, Instagram, X, and enter their giveaway the day before on August 7th. That'll give you a chance to win $100 in Penn cash on August 8th for our event every hour from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m.
Hope to see you guys on Friday.
Just let it be the year that UMKC makes it, you know?
My ass will be in the show. I'll be in whatever city UMKC's playing in. Drew?
I hope the Roos are playing.
I have made this promise to Ryan Witkowski and I, two UMKC alums who called basketball games together. If UMKC makes an NCAA tournament, I will be there. I don't care if it's in Providence.
And now I hope the Roos play a school like Georgia Tech with the nickname Yellow Jackets, just for you, because that would be great. Next, let's get to what's trending.
In what universe is Georgia Tech like the 4 seed in basketball?
Well, Georgia Tech's not that great at basketball these days.
They're in the play-in. They're both 16 in that case.
It's actually like UMKC has a historically great year, and they're like somehow they're the 13 seed or 12 seed or whatever it is. Anyway, up next, what's trending plus our conversation with Chiefs linebacker Nick Bolton here on 96.5.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I have the fan.
What's trending?
Number one on What's Trending is another day of broadcasting live from St. Joe, taking in Chiefs practice. They were off yesterday, back at it this week, and it is game week as the Chiefs have a preseason game Saturday night out in Arizona. Obviously, they won a Super Bowl in that stadium. The Chiefs game can be heard right here on 96.5 The Fan. Don't forget to tune in to Mitch Holthus, Danan Hughes, and Josh Klingler. News out of practice today, no Hollywood Brown yet again, dealing with an ankle injury. Drew Tranquil still with a back strain. Jake Brenningstuhl also not practicing. And then Christian Fulton remains on the pup list.
Jared Wiley got out there today, though.
He did.
My chance for him to come on, get some practices, man. I need you to do something. Wow. If you're getting back on Camp Darling Island, you got to show with a touchdown in a preseason game. Otherwise, I got no hope.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, not a extra day from injury in camp, other than we keep waiting for the few guys who have been hurt to come back. Next up in What's Trending, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers assigned backup quarterback Teddy Bridgewater to a one-year deal to back up Baker Mayfield. Baker just returned to practice after having a hand contusion that had him miss a little bit of time last year. Their backup besides him is Kyle Trask, and that is a team with actual expectations. They got tons of wide receivers, including Egbuka, who they drafted in this year's draft to go with Godwin and Evans. So they have real expectations and no real backup. They go with the 32-year-old Teddy Bridgewater to back him up over there in Tampa.
Yeah, I saw that. We didn't get to it today, but the Browns also brought in...
Let's talk about that tomorrow for sure. That's crazy.
Snoop Huntley, right? They brought him in. Their quarterback situation just a disaster there in Cleveland. I know they have Shador and Gabriel and Flacco and Pickett and now Snoop Huntley, and they got guys that are hurt. Yeah, what a mess. NFL news today, contract-wise, Kyron Williams, as you said, gets a three-year, $33 million extension, where 23 guaranteed. I think it's interesting, the Rams right now, something to follow is going to be Matthew Stafford.
Getting
nervous about his back injury, given his age, and whether or not we're going to see Jimmy Garoppolo week one for the Rams.
Certainly not a team I'd sleep on, but only not a team I'd sleep on if I knew Matt Stafford was actually playing. So I guess we'll see on that end, but certainly a concern at least on that end. Lastly on What's Trending, 2 weeks from today, but 2 weeks from Thursday for you, we'll be out. Oh, 2 weeks from tomorrow, sorry. Or 2 weeks from Thursday for the rest of you. We'll be live out at Circa Resort and Casino for their contest weekend. You can come out and join us on that Thursday. You have a chance to enter either Circa Millions or Circa Survivor. Your chance to make picks against the spread with a chance at $6 million in guaranteed prize pool, or head over to the Survivor end as well. We say it's a great weekend, not just because we're going to be out there, which it will be because of that. But on that Thursday and Friday, their contest weekend, they got some extra happy hours, some bar stuff. You have to enter in Vegas, but you can play from anybody. We were just talking about it with somebody today, a friend Pete. You don't know who he is. Pete was asking us about whether or not he can play from outside the city. He said,
yes, you can.
Sure can. Just got to sign up in Las Vegas, then you can play from anywhere. It's one of those, like Gold said, if you bet a lot during the football season or you got a group of buddies you bet with a lot during the football season, maybe you put together a group.
Oh, that's what a lot of people do, man.
It's not uncommon at all for people to do this together.
Especially for Survivor. People get they'll do multiple entries, and you get a group of your buddies, and you split the cost, and you give yourself an opportunity to win. As you said, overall, $21 million guaranteed. Go to circusports.com for details. Looking forward to that. We've met a couple listeners last year when we were broadcasting live. Our guy, Raj, down in the Ozarks.
I got a Circa Millions hat.
From him.
I believe.
So I think we're going to do a show or station entry this year in Circa Millions. As much as I love Survivor, and I do.
I do love Survivor.
We want
to have to.
We want to play all year.
We want to play all year.
And in a Circa Millions, at least, if you have a bad first week, you know, you can still get some money through quarterly and some other stuff as well. That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. The video stream is up and running on YouTube as well. I guess Drew is saying Scott Parks from KMBZ just photobombed or video bombed.
Yeah, Parks is currently sitting behind your. He was doing a dance behind your figurines just a moment ago.
Really? Cody's figurine still have a Band-Aid on it?
Yes, it does.
I thought maybe he was. Was he doing a dance in the window, or did he come in the actual
studio?
Oh, no.
He went in the actual room, had on some shades, and was
dancing. Text line says, who the hell is dancing on the stream? Yeah, that's Scott
Parks. Scott Parks from KMBZ. You know, they don't video stream their show over there, so they want to make sure that you can still see their faces.
And now Dana is also.
Wait, now she's dancing in front of this stream, too? They're just probably wondering why we're still doing
heads.
A video.
That's right. We appreciate
it. And now she's giving you kisses.
Interesting.
There you go. Earlier,
these are our tiny little mini figurines.
Earlier today, we were joined by Chiefs linebacker Nick Bolton, our exclusive interview here from camp on 96.5 The Fan. And our conversations with Chiefs players from camp are brought to you by Powell Exteriors KC, your one call for siding, window replacement, custom decks, and roofing in the KC Metro, and by the St. Joseph Convention and Visitors Bureau. Plan your trip now at stjomo.com. We started our conversation with Nick talking about the cloud of contract not hanging over his head anymore and how nice that must be.
Yeah, man, it's super refreshing to be coming out here. Man, we got a lot of people with the same familiar faces, same defense, same defensive players, and same coaches. And so, yeah, it's super exciting. I'm glad everything of that department's put behind us. And we're super excited to go out here with a new opportunity. Preseason game coming up to kind of lay the foundation of what we want to do in this season, man. So I'm super excited for it.
Are you one of those guys that you're like, I need to hit somebody I don't know? It's time. Like, do you miss it? Like, do you just wait for this moment?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. Especially the first couple of days of training camp, obviously, I don't have pads on. And so we're kind of t-shirts and shorts and just a faster OTA version of practice, if you will. But yeah, we kind of get the pads on there, kind of get the bang around a little bit, and get a little physicality in the game. And it feels like we've been forever away from football, so definitely happy to put the pads on.
Who do you like going up against right now? It's like, if there's somebody you just enjoy the battle you got going on, maybe it's a new guy, maybe it's someone you've always been doing this for a while.
Yeah, man, we came in together, Trey, Creed, and me. So, yeah, we've been working every single day, man. I understand those guys are two of the best of the biz, what they do. So every day, man, we're trying to just ask each other questions and just kind of play off each other a little bit and just learning as we play and as we go, man. I think that's kind of how iron sharpens iron.
We always say, like, it's a business, so, like, everybody understands that is a part of it. You mentioned Creed, Trey, and you. Like, how fortunate, I guess, do the trio of you feel that despite the fact some guys got to go find other teams or go other places, you guys are locked up together?
Yeah.
You guys get to come do this together.
Yeah, man, it's super special. Having those guys stay with us, we understand it's part of this business that guys up and leave, man. And but just happy that we've made everything work. Some people, they got paid before us, and us as well, man. Just kind of helping everybody stay together, keeping the nucleus of guys that we drafted, including Noah Gray along with that, and the bunch of keeping us together, man. So we've been bonding together, man. We've kind of been growing throughout this league together and getting better. So, yeah, super fun, super exciting. Just excited what we got for the season.
Three guys, everybody got a new contract. So who picks up the check?
Right now we got Trey, man. Trey was the last one, so it's the freshest in his account.
We're talking to Nick Bolton here on 96.5 The Fan. Steve Spagnuolo multiple times, including here at camp, has said you're kind of the Mahomes of the defense, which is obviously very, very high praise. What does that mean to you when you hear that? Obviously, you're well aware of it.
Yeah, man, we just got the keys to the car, man. That's how Coach Reed trusts Pat to go out there and put him in the best play possible, to give his playmakers a chance to go out there and make plays. It's kind of likewise with me. We got plays, we have checks, we got calls to go through throughout the week, and he just kind of gives me the keys to the cars and the liberty to put us in the best defense possible to give us the best play. So having his trust, having his, I guess, his blessing and making sure getting guys lined up and having the freedom to make new plays and correct plays where I feel like there's fit, and super special.
Everybody talks about, like, oh, he's wearing the green dot. It's just something that everybody knows what we mean by that. But can you fill us in? I guess we would need to hear the audio, but, like, what's it like wearing that? Because you're here in Spags and everything, but also, like, it's so muffled and stuff, right? Like, how do you handle that?
Yeah, our fans make it very hard at Arrowhead to hear Spags while he's talking, man. But it's just kind of, he's just throwing out, gives out the call, gives out maybe one or two checks, or gives us something maybe to look at or an alert. So it's a lot of information compounded in those 14-ish seconds that we have to kind of hear him talk on a one-way mic. But, yeah, man, it's super fun, man. I love the job I got, man. It kind of brings the best out of me.
How much more freedom has he given you over the years? So, like, last year, did you have even more than the year before? And, like, how much are you allowed to kind of change things as you go?
Yeah, man, I think every year I've taken a step and kind of just giving me a little bit more freedom as I prove that I can do that. Definitely started off my first year as a starter, man, kind of very, very strict on making sure that I just – call we have, if it's one or two things that I see or just have some rhyme or reason why I'm doing it. But now I think it's just a full trust. I understand what he wants to accomplish, and I do too, and I'm just trying to make sure all 11 guys are on the same page.
On the flip side of the field, everybody's been talking about, you know, with Hollywood and Xavier and now Rasheed, everybody kind of working together for the first time since the injuries last year. The offense look faster to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're on this side.
Absolutely, man. They're fresh. They're rejuvenated. You can tell that they're hungry. They want to go out there and help 15, do what he needs to do, man. I mean, we're fast out there on offense, man. I feel it. My hamstrings feel it as well. But we're super fast, man. It's super exciting to see all those guys healthy flying around. And, it's going to build confidence as we keep going.
Now, look, I'm a KU guy. You're an MU guy. You didn't have a chance to play in the Border War, but it's coming back in September.
Yeah.
I know you heard about it when you were at Mizzou and everything, but what's your reaction to that? And did you have, like, do you have the same level of hate towards Kansas as a university, even though you didn't play in that rivalry?
Yeah, obviously super excited that we can kind of renew that rivalry. I never obviously didn't have a chance to participate in it, but I've heard stories about it, heard about the great games, I heard about the Border Wars and all that type of stuff, man. I'm super excited that we can kind of bring back that rivalry. I'm just excited back to the state of Missouri and Kansas being so close. So, super excited. I got Miz by 14.
Oh, by 14. So you're no respect. No respect for Kansas. Do you wish you played in that rivalry, though?
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah. I see how much our fans show up in at our stadium. Sometimes they're wearing blue. A lot of times they're wearing red. And sometimes they're also wearing black and gold. So having that excitement back into our states, I think that'll be super exciting for us.
You got them by 14. So what do you think about their just hopes this year? They're back in the college football playoff is your guess, I'm guessing?
Yeah, man, I'm hoping so, man. I think we've done a great job of extending coaches, getting some new guys in there. I have a sibling down there, so he kind of keeps me a little bit informed on what's going on, man. But I like what we're doing. We've just got to make sure we stack these wins up.
When you look at what now I'm just curious because we go scroll, you know, like we get ready to have a player on. We're like, we'll go look at their Instagram, their Twitter. We'll see what they're up to on social media, see how they spend their free time. You're not on social a ton. So
no.
So what do you do in your free time? What are you doing that we can't see?
Yeah, man, I just kind of like to kick my feet up. I'm a big family guy. Kind of keep my business out of the way a little bit. I enjoy family time. I'll go out to Arizona. I join the sun a little bit. Got some time before it gets a little bit too hot outside to go hiking, play with my dog, swim a little bit, man, kick my feet up, like to relax, kind of be away from everybody. But this has been working for me. Kind of gives me peace of mind. We'll get back and do what I need to do. Give me a couple months to mentally refresh, man, and come back here, refocus for what I got to do.
Are you more of an outdoors guy a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. Born and raised in Edgewood, Texas. Country guy, so I love the outdoors.
All right, so this is good. So my co-host, he's back today, but he was mowing his yard, all right?
Uh-huh.
And he ran over. He thought it was a bee nest, but it was a hornet's nest. He got stung in the lip. There's a photo he can show you.
Now.
It's much better today.
Yeah.
Have you ever been stung by a bee, and if so, where?
I have not, but one story tell you is my little sibling. We're working on our gate, walked outside the door, and like the gate, the nest was connected to the gate, and he was like four. They went flying, attacking his ear, man. From then on out, man, I make sure I stayed away from him.
You stay clear.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this photo.
You got a little fat lip right there, man.
Oh, dude, it hurt.
Yeah, we've been giving him a hard time.
But it hurt. It was the worst.
We said he should have hired someone to begin with, and he still ended up having to pay someone to get rid of the nest after all this.
Amen.
Is there a thing that you just like, you love being able to pay, you know, like lawn care, any of it? Is there something you're like, I'm glad I don't pay, like someone folds your laundry, I don't care any of it?
No. Actually, my parents like to come over and from the country, so I have to mow my lawn. So I think that's one of the things that I'm glad my dad loves to do it. So I'm messing with my allergies being outside, especially coming out here. I have to come up here and work and coming home and mow my lawn.
You just get him a nice mower?
Oh, yeah. We got to go with them egos, man. pretty nice.
There you go. That was Nick Bolton. He said he doesn't want to mess with his allergies out there mowing the yard or whatever. Fair enough.
His dad mows his grass.
He said he's from the country.
His dad must love it.
They love it.
This is like Drew with his bare feet or whatever. Because for the people who like mowing their grass, that's never something they'd ever pay someone to do because they like it so much. I don't even enjoy it. Like, I didn't like it before. I like it even less now that I'm getting stung by wasps every time I head out there.
Yeah.
Drew, you want to do the next mow for me just to, like, as a safe
thing? Oh, there you go.
Come on, man. There's like a,
perfect.
60%. No, wait, it's like 50%
left
in the yard demo.
You give him like $40?
Sure.
I'm going to be totally honest with you.
He's not going to want to do it. He's not going to want to risk it.
I'm going to be totally honest. I don't think I would be willing to risk
it. It sounds like the nest is dead. They direct hit, the guy told you.
He said direct hit.
Yes,
he said
like.
It too, like else, it was Battleship.
Somebody else texted in and said, Cody, you got to check in 3 or 4 days, though. Sometimes the larva is still there and they hatch in 3 or 4 days.
No.
If that thing gets smoked out.
Count me out.
It'd be my nightmare. He told me they'll come back and treat it.
Cody, why don't you go out there and give it a little kick? See what the hell it's doing.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Because he said check to see if you see him. From what? I go by binoculars?
Yes.
I'm not trying to get real close.
Give it a little kick.
I'm not going anywhere near it until I'm sure there are no bees. No wasps.
Have your wife go out there. Give it a little kick.
No way.
I didn't even make her kill the wasp in the bounce house yesterday. I went and did it. I went out there and I killed him. She tried to come out on one when I was trying to, like, after I'd gotten mad, and I was out for blood briefly before I called the bee expert guy, and I was like mad.
Here you go.
I was like, I went out there and she was out to try to see, like, where the problem was, and I was like, go back inside. I don't need us both getting stuck.
The bugs are after you, Cody. What's the deal?
You gave me a hard time a couple years ago when I had the wasp nest on my patio. Wasp nest.
Yeah, but I was like, that's just like a regular one. Just spray it.
Same thing, though. It was in the electrical thing. Someone says, Cody, next time use this trick. I've killed two colonies of hornets' nests. I found that at night they don't fly. You pour Dawn dish soap down there, fill it up with water, and the bubbles kill all the colonies.
Look, man.
Or go on Amazon. Is there a bee suit we can get you?
That is where I got tempted. I almost put on – I have a paint suit for, like, if you're using a paint sprayer.
Hold on. Let me go to Amazon real
quick. So I thought about getting that. Better be a good bee suit.
Bee suit.
Then I might be willing to do war. Sure.
Bee suit for men. Sting proof. Perfect.
Sting proof? How much? What are we thinking?
Oh, $40.
That's it?
Beekeeper suit. Sting proof. Ventilated.
That one looks kind of cheap. What's with this $130 one? Three layer? I think I want a couple of additional
ultra
layers.
Ultra ventilated. That's $130, dude. Just get the $42.99 one. Best seller. Number one top rated. Professional bee suit for men and women. Beekeeping suit with gloves. Perfect.
I will say this.
Yeah, I obviously want gloves.
Gold. Mm-hmm. I think Cody's got to tell us when he's going to do this, and you and I should drive and be, like, from a distance, find a way to record some video of Cody attempting this.
From a distance. You're going to want to do it from a distance.
Aerosol can and a lighter. Just fire in the hole.
I tell you, I tried to fight him the last time. I thought I had gotten rid of him, and then I got stung on my lip, and I might just be out of the wasp fighting game. The Yellow Jackets, they're just going to be taken out by professionals. I will figure out an amount of money
Can you stick an M80 in there and just light it?
Maybe. I mean, the only problem is before I put an M80 in my yard? What's the rule on that?
Ooh.
Don't want to be blowing up some power line. I got to call Dig Right if I'm sticking an M80 in the ground.
Yeah.
Can't be blowing up some supply line for the neighborhood power.
That's true.
I'd probably frown upon that. Call before you dig, Gold. It's an important process.
Do you have an HOA, Cody?
Yard care. Nope, don't.
Okay.
No, I sure don't. I almost actually, for the random question yesterday, I had a piece of audio from an HOA lady who was telling a police officer.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not kidding. She was telling a police officer, this is my jurisdiction.
Oh, gosh. Get out of here.
You're
here to assist
me, and I am not kidding.
We might have to play
because
that.
Somebody was parked kind of sideways in their own driveway. She eventually.
You got to
like,
be kidding me!
No!
Get real, lady.
I think we'll have to play that. I kind of want to hear this now.
She was like, "Thanks for being my backup." And he's like, "Lady, what are you backup? Like, are you kidding me?" So maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. I do not have an HOA.
Thank goodness.
You know, at least not for that purpose. I did you know, we're still trying to work out the mystery of who cut down my tree.
Yeah,
I think it was the apartment. Most recent update. I believe it was the apartment. And here's why I believe it was the apartment. My wife messaged me back today and said the apartment manager did message them and said they did have a crew out removing dead trees recently. Doesn't believe they strayed off the apartment property, but it does seem like likely they probably took that
I still
down.
Think it's the utility.
I mentioned many of the additional. But I looked. I was like, is there no power line? Just one street lamp. Street light? They're taking it out for a street light? Seems unlikely. I think the apartment guy got a little
So you think the landscape? You think the landscape company thought that somehow that tree was on?
It's close to the property line. It is close to the property line. I think it's firmly in our yard, but it must be just close enough. The guy got a little heavy-handed. Better that than some strange neighbor.
So are you?
Then I'm fine.
Are you done with it? Are you going to go back to the apartment and say, "Well, are you going to compensate me for my tree?"
No, I mean, I don't. Come on, that just feels like I'm not litigious enough for that. They cut down a tree I want to cut down anyway.
Yeah.
Just as long as I know who it is and why they cut it down, we good. I'm not, you know, like, I don't want to.
Find out the company that did it and say, hey, look, let's just make give me cut down one of my other trees I need cut down for free. How about that? You know, you cut down one you weren't supposed to. Next tree's on you.
Next, I get to save the tree you cut down next. Yeah.
See, hey, look, I don't want to cause a big problem, but I understand you made a mistake. Cut down my tree. I'm good.
Like, I need the back one needs a trim really bad.
Yeah, just say that.
It's terrible you made this mistake. I don't want to have to get a lawyer or anything like that involved. That'd be crazy. But if you don't mind with your tree guy, this back one here, it could really use a proper trim. So if he's got time next week, that'd be great, actually.
Exactly. See, I mean, it's worth a shot, right?
That'd be such
I think, why wouldn't they do it also?
They'd be like, oh, screw it. I just got to trim this guy's tree and we're good to go. Sweet.
Honestly, why wouldn't everybody involved be happy with that?
I had to use that tree money I was going to spend to cut down that tree. I had to pay the bee guy, you know?
By the way, what does that run?
It was $200.
To get him exterminated.
$200. I don't know if it was a good price or a bad price. Now, in fairness, I did not look for a bunch of different companies at that time.
You just wanted to get it done.
I found a local guy. It was one dude. He's like,
it was Ned's bee control?
Because you guys gave me such a hard time about killing them, although it turns out they're wasps, which doesn't really matter. This guy prides himself on if it's a honeybee or those type of bee colony, they do move them instead of kill them. So I didn't know what was in the ground.
But he's like,
dude, if it's hornets, we kill them. Like, if it's wasps or hornet, we murder them. And I was like, you're my guy. Save the bees, kill the wasps.
Beautiful.
But don't take the gerbil out to the zoo to get eaten by lions.
The Denmark Zoo is requesting gerbils to feed its wildcats. That's a real thing. That's going to do it for
fun
us
show today. Fellas.
Fun show on a Tuesday in St. Joe. We're back here tomorrow for another day of Chiefs training camp. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Up next, The Drive with CDOT and Rob coming your way here on 96.5 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.